in some of the music and in making them caricatures rather than what they really were. They've been made out to be loud-mouthed louts, you know, loud, uncouth louts, good-time boys, that sort of thing. A sort of Bayou version of, what is that TV program about these louts that run around in fast automobiles, good old boys or something, you know, the upland redneck, well, they're Bayou rednecks, so to speak. They have had a resurgence. Unfortunately, I think the culture has been so damaged by the oil industry coming in, which has provided them with well-paying jobs by their standards, working on the oil rigs, working in the oil industry, and so on. It has taken them away from their rural ways, and when it dries up, it leaves them very little afterwards. You know, there's very little of the old heritage left, and a generation or two of them may all be gone. And I think it will disappear. In fact, we have a program now called Codafil here in Louisiana, which is sponsored by this state and by the French government jointly to introduce teachers in France here to teach French and so on in the public schools. And I think it will have some success, but I don't think it will really work. I think the culture is too far gone. It's been too fragmented. And really trying to teach sort of French to Cajuns would be sort of silly, like teaching some German butcher in the Ninth Ward how to speak high German. Wouldn't work.
You mentioned hunting and fishing. What things are hunted and fished?
Today, now you can duck hunt, waterfowl in other words. There's a great deal of that very close by here. If you go down into St. Bernard and to Plaquemine Parish, which are right below the city, or into areas of Jefferson Parish, or you can travel east into Lafourche and all the way to Lake Charles. Through the rice country and so on, where many of the Acadians or Cajuns live, you'll find a great deal of waterfowl hunting in there. As a variant here, though, down in St. Bernard, you have a lot of isleños, who to the casual observer might seem like Cajuns. And there probably has been some intermixture, but the isleños were Canary Islanders, or Spaniards, who were brought here by the Spanish to settle. They were casting around for people that they could get to come over here to settle this area, because it wasn't very well, you know, populated. And they did bring a lot of people from the Canary Islands, I say a lot, relative, in the late 18th century. And they, some Spanish, and they settled in St. Bernard Parish primarily, and there they, you can still, in a few bars in St. Bernard where I, by ship boat launches and so on, where I may stop for a cup of coffee or a beer early in the morning on the way out to go duck hunting or something, you can hear Spanish. Some of those people will speak Spanish, not to you or too openly, but if you're in and they feel relaxed across the bar, they'll talk back and forth and you'll hear Spanish being spoken there. And that is a Spanish of the 18th century that is being spoken there, though I understand that there have been they have had a constant influx of Spanish people into that area. Men jumping ship when they come up river, they jump ship and they knew that there was a Spanish speaking community in there, and they'd be hidden from the immigration authorities, and finally they just blend in, and that was the end of that. So they have had a replenishment of their Spanish speaking compatriots in that area.